Marsha Wallace and Barb Collins founded Dining for Women in 2003. And they really wanted to do something for poverty as well as gender inequality in developing countries. And so I saw Marsha Wallace on Good Morning America in 2006, where she was talking about the organization, and it was still very fledgling. And I started a chapter here in town. So my chapter will be celebrating their 10-year anniversary next year, which I'm really excited about. We have two other chapters in town. And the organization has grown quite large now. Large to me from where it was at, from its roots. It has about 11 staff members. The executive director has been there a year now. We've had several executive directors, but Beth Ellen Holloman will be speaking here in Springfield November 10th at 7 o'clock at Blessed Sacrament School. And Marsha Wallace will be joining her as the co-founder. And Marsha will talk mostly about where Dining for Women started and where we are at today. And Beth Ellen is going to address really more of where she sees Dining for Women going in the future. And we have a 5-year strategic plan now. We hope to get up to 20,000 members in 5 years so that we can help more women and girls in developing countries.
And talk a little bit about what some of the projects that are being funded, what they do and what they're combating.
This month we have Hope Through Health in Togo, and it's funding maternal and child mortality improvements there. We are in, I would say most of the grassroots programs that we fund are in rural areas where many of these areas have patriarchal societies. So women are uneducated, many of them, and they don't really have any resources. And so most of ours will fund things such as lack of education. Boys are allowed to go to school before girls are in these areas. So primary school, girls don't even make it through primary school in many times. We fund a health education, human rights, education, business training, sex trafficking issues for survivors. We will fund programs that help them get back and have a normal life again. We fund environmental sustainability. We fund safety and security issues for women.
Do you have to be a woman to be a member of Dining for Women?
You do not. But most, I would say the majority of chapters are women.
Wallace and Holloman will be speaking Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. at the Blessed Sacrament School here in Springfield on South Walnut Street. Who would you suggest attend? Is this mostly just for people who are already involved in the group?
The way I look at Dining for Women is we're not only addressing gender inequality, we're addressing extreme poverty. Because if you invest in a woman, it's been proven if you invest in a woman, you are investing in their family, and you can stop the cycle of poverty. So people who are interested in stopping that cycle of poverty and increasing the possibility of peace, because women want peace in countries, I think that this is a great organization to support, because everything we do is working towards that through addressing gender inequality.
And it looks like it's one of those groups that, as you mentioned, funds these grassroots organizations that women might have, micro businesses that they're starting. Karen Hissera is quoted here. She went to Vietnam as part of the group and, has said giving a woman a cow or a pig or a juice machine can change her life greatly by giving her the ability to breed the animals or produce juice to sell. So it's kind of the idea of sort of educating women on how to eventually become self-sustainable.
Yes, yes. A lot of women don't have they don't have jobs. And so if you can teach them a trade, or give them, and then give them business training so they can operate their business, and for it to be sustainable, then they want to feed their families. They want to feed their children. They want their children to be healthy, and they're the first ones that are going to send their kids to school.